Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Psalm 107, 23 through 26. Some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up the tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. Focusing on 24 and 25, they saw the works of the Lord, his mighty, wonderful deeds in the deep, for he spoke and stirred up the tempest that lifted high the waves. As I was flipping through the various channels on my cable TV some time back, I saw a channel that had a title stated, The Mighty Ships. As I watched for a few moments, I saw some massive ships that were built to haul cargo and people. Some were so big I couldn't even imagine how they got them to be that size or got them on the water. I've been told that ships today are the largest moving objects that people have built. I found a story of one such ship on the internet this week. I was reading it. On November 30th, 2020, the one Opus, a mega cargo container ship the size of a city block, was sailing in the storm off the coast of Japan and lost 1,800 containers overboard. 1,800 containers. Think about what one container size looks like and add the other 1,799. Wow. Many containers were laid crushed on the deck of the ship as well. It was a massive ship, and yet it was tiny and vulnerable compared to the mighty waves of the ocean or the seas. We are right to fear the awesome power of the ocean. I remember sitting on the banks of the Pacific when I'd visit my grandma years ago over on the coast in Washington, thinking to myself, this is huge, and I wonder how far this body of water goes. I mean, you just sit there and just imagine. It goes forever, it seems like. I also realized that we should fear the vast seas and the power they represent. However, as one who has studied and sought after the Lord, I think we should fear the Lord even more than these vast seas and the power they hold. The one who created the seas and their wind and their waves. The seafarers in our text saw and knew the mighty power of God. Psalm 107 gives several examples of people who were in difficult situations and saw the power of God. People in desert wastelands, prisoners in exile and slavery, rebels with deadly diseases, and merchants at the sea, and all the things that involved with all of those individuals. Almost all of them despaired for their lives, but they saw God's power and he rescued them. Do we hear this in this passage? They saw the power of God at work and he, God, rescued them. The same God who stirred up the waves during creation also brought these people out of their distress. God is the sovereign Lord of the universe. He created our world and he sustains it. This psalm celebrates the power of God. I wonder, do we even stop to fear or stand in awe and wonder, knowing that God loves us and cares for us? Because if we did, it should cause us to worship him for his wonder-working power and wonderful deeds in our lives. Yet many still don't get it. The God of all creation loves you and me. Isn't that awesome? I mean, he has the power to do anything he wants to. He commands the power of the seas and everything else. He has the power to do what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and he chooses to love us. These mighty ships built by man are huge indeed. I've been on a cruise ship. But do you know what it is even larger? God. The same God who chose to love us, his creation. Think about that for just a moment. See if that doesn't cause us to worship him in a genuine and more powerful way. It should, and I believe it will. Prayer list for today. Remember Millie. Remember Scott Rooney, Paul Tremaine, Ray and Iris, Don and Ellis, Maggie, Frank and Shirley F. Fredrickson, Sheila, Jane's friend with cancer, Chris, Warren and Catherine's brother and brother-in-law. And spend some time thinking about how great God's love is for us. And after you've spent some time in prayer alone with God, then have a great day and God bless. We'll see you on Sunday.